in their trouble, and he delivers them out of their distresses. He sends forth his word and heals them and rescues them from the pit and destruction. Oh, that men would praise and confess to the Lord for his goodness and loving kindness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalms 100 and 18, verse 17. I shall not die but live and declare the works and recount the illustration acts of the Lord. Proverbs 10:27. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. Proverbs 15:4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart does good, like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Proverbs 10:30. A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body, but envy, jealousy, and wrath are as rottenness of the bones. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge it shall eat the fruit of it. Proverbs 4:20-24. My son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, or center of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. Put away from you false and dishonest speech, and willful and contrary talk far from you. Isaiah 40:29-31. He gives power to the faint and weary, and to him who has no might, he increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. But to those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God, as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Matthew 8:16-17. When evening came, they brought to him many who were under the power of demons, and he drove out the spirits with a word and restored to health all who were sick. And thus he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself, in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities, and bore away our diseases. Matthew 18:18-19. Truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven. Again I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything and everything they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father in heaven. Matthew 21:21. And Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, if you have faith, a firm, relying trust, and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea. It will be done. Mark 9:23. And Jesus said, "You say to me, if you can do anything, why, all things can be are possible to him who believes." Mark 10:27. Jesus glanced around at them and said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God." Mark 11:22-24. And Jesus replying said to them, "Have faith in God constantly. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it." Mark 16:14-18. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 apostles themselves as they reclined at table, and he reproved and reproached them for their unbelief, their lack of faith, and their hardness of heart, because they had refused to believe those who had seen and looked at him attentively after he had risen from death. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach and publish openly the good news, the gospel, to every creature, for of the whole human race. He who believes and adheres to and trusts in and relies on the gospel and him whom it sets forth and is baptized will be saved from the penalty of eternal death. But he who does not believe, who does not adhere to and trust in and rely on the gospel and him whom it sets forth will be condemned. And these attesting signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak with new languages. They will pick up serpents. And even if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will get well." John 10:10. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Romans 4:16-21. Therefore, inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith in order that it might be given as an act of grace, unmerited favor, to make it stable and valid and guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the devotees and adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, who is thus the father of us all. As it is written, "I have made you the father of many nations." He was appointed our father in the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. For Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations, and as he had promised, so numberless shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter importance of his own body, which was as good as dead, because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's deadened womb. No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what